Welcome to the Live Long, Lead Well broadcast. I'm Dr. Mark Jones, and today I'm going to give you 10 keys for dealing with rude people. Stay tuned for today's broadcast. To the Live Long, Lead Well broadcast. I'm Dr. Mark Jones, and today we're dealing with that which is inevitable. You know, I don't care how nice you are, how cordial you are, how friendly you are, how accommodating you are going to have to deal with someone who demonstrates rude and or unprofessional behavior. So I want to give you some keys today for dealing with those kind of people. Here's 10 of them. Number one, remain calm. You know, it's very important when a person is being rude or belligerent or ignorant to not match that level of energy. You know, one of the things that I often say is if I decide to do life at a certain level, I'm not coming down from that level to deal with other people who are operating in another way. So you got to decide your range of where you want to do life, do conversation, and do relationships. So number one, remain calm. Now here's number two, avoid taking it personally. You know, always remember, if someone's being rude or ignorant or whatever the situation may be, it says more about the nuances of their personal life than it says about their encounter with you. You know, maybe they're having a bad day. Maybe they're having a bad month. Maybe they just have a bad life. But it's imperative that you don't take someone else's emotional turmoil personally. So avoid taking it personally. Now, the third key is to remember that sometimes it's necessary to set boundaries. You know, you want to make sure that you are clear about what acceptable forms of communicating with you are and what unacceptable forms of communicating with you are. And that's a boundary. Here's number four. You always want to be assertive. You want to be direct. You want to be forward, but you never want to be aggressive. Once again, you don't want to match the energy of aggression with aggression because that tends to only escalate to something that blows very simple things out of proportions. Here's number five, practice empathy. You know, take a moment and put yourself in the other person's shoes for a minute. Like I said a moment ago, maybe they're having a bad day. You know, maybe you should stop and ask a simple question of a rude person. How are you? You know, a lot of times because the knee-jerk reaction to someone's rudeness is to be defensive or combative or aggressive. But how about practicing empathy and just trying to get a feel for where that person is. Here's number six, focus on solutions, not retaliation. You know, in other words, the main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing. And I know that a lot of times when someone's being rude or ignorant or belligerent, that tends to trap the dynamic in how people feel, the emotional realm, instead of actually dealing with what is the solution to the problem or the issue or whatever the dynamic requires. Number seven, especially in a business environment, maintain professionalism. Once again, remember that you may be dealing with a rude person, but don't forget there may be others listening on the telephone or standing nearby that are watching the interaction and could decide how to do business or relationship with you based on your interactions with a rude person. So make sure you maintain professionalism. Now, there are times when you may have to invite support from other people into the situation, maybe to diffuse it. So think about if there's someone nearby that you can possibly throw in between to maybe help them to diffuse the situation or allow them to diffuse the situation by interacting with the person so that you don't respond in an adverse way. Here's number 9. Choose your battles wisely. You know, not everything is a battle. Not everything is a fight. Not everything is worth looking into. Not everything is even worth dealing with. There are some things that you just blow off and you keep it moving because it's not even worth the engagement. So choose your battles wisely. And here's the last key. Let it go. You know, there are times when just continuing to go on with a situation is not even worth it because there are no spoils to be won by the battle. So just let it go. You know, take it as this person was having a bad day. No need for me to get myself involved with their bad day. I can continue my good day and I can continue to enjoy my life no matter what other people are experiencing around me. Now listen, I know this has been a lot of information in a very short time. Do me a favor. Somebody has to deal with somebody rude today. So do me a favor and share this message with them for their encouragement. Remember, if you want Dr. Mark Jones to be a part of your next event, give us a call at 813-241-6919, extension 15. You can always find my messages on YouTube at Manifestation Worldwide. And you can find me on Facebook at simply Mark Jones. Until we get together next time, may you live long and lead well.